Jeff, you can hear me all right.
Yes, I can hear you.
Awesome. Well, we are now joined by our race winning crew chief, Jeff Hensley, for the drive for the number 98 Thor Sport Racing Ford. We will take questions right away for Jeff. If you have them, please click the participants tab and raise your hand. And we will kick things off here with Sterling with KCOU. Go ahead, Sterling.
Thank you. Jeff, first of all, congrats on the win tonight. In a race that was just full of chaos and a lot of beating, bumping, and banging out there on the track, how were you and the rest of the crew able to keep Grant calm behind the wheel amidst all the chaos?
That's, you know, Grant's pretty level-headed, really smooth. It wasn't that hard to do, to be honest with you. It's his nature to be that way. So, but Martinsville seems to bring out the worst in people, and especially when it's a transfer race. And, you know, there's two or three of us had to win to get in. So I knew we figured coming here, it was going to be a lot of paint being traded and tire marks and different things like that. So you kind of have a mindset like that going in, and you expect it, and, you know, you just, you know, you give what you get. And obviously, if you can look at the back of our truck and our our rear bumper and our Champion F-150 is pushed clear up to the fuel cell where they're beating on us on restarts. But that's part of the game. You know that going in, and you just you deal with it. But Grant did a really good job of standing his ground and staying calm and being smooth. And but yet he didn't really do anything other than I told him after the race, you look like you wanted it more than everybody else. And that's what it took to win this thing.
And a quick follow-up, going into Phoenix next week, you and the 98 team, you guys are the only non-GMS racing team that's in the championship four. Does that hurt anything, or does it help knowing that you'll have three teammates out there to help get Grant a championship?
Well, I don't know that it – I mean, I'm sure, yeah, it'd be better off if it was all four Thor Sport trucks in there. It'd be a little bit easier for the company, but I mean, GMS, they're a powerhouse. They're tough to beat. You know, whenever you got three teams like that, they're competing against one another just like we're competing. So I think when it comes down to it at Phoenix, it'll be every man for himself. You know, I don't really foresee anything shenanigans, so to speak, that would create a situation, but you know, we're just going to go and run as hard as we possibly can. We got, you know, we're all on an even scale now as far as points, and we'll go there and do the best we can. We're fortunate enough to the truck that we won Richmond with, we brought that thing home and basically covered it up in the corner and had it sitting there just waiting for the Phoenix weekend, hoping we could get to that next round. And we have, so we're going to go there and try to execute like we did tonight. The hallmark of this team this year has been, I think, when our backs have been against the wall, is when we've been able to rise to the occasion. And I see us being able to, you know, do that at Phoenix. And I'm excited for our chances.
Thanks, Jeff. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Marty Zakala. Go ahead, Marty.
Actually, I'm good, Marissa. Thank you. Congratulations, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll take our next one from Luis Torres.
Hey, Jeff, congrats on the entire team making the championship four. You've been around in the truck series. Well, you've been around NASCAR for a long time. You've worked with some of the greatest, like Mike Skinner and Ron Hornaday and Chuck Bown. How much would a championship that's been eluding you in the truck series is concerned mean to get it, not just for you, Grant, and the entire team, but just kind of like describe how much would that mean if you guys get it done in Phoenix?
Oh, Lord. I don't know how you could describe it, to be honest with you. I mean, I think it would be almost 30 years in between championships for myself. So yeah, I mean, that would be huge. I think that's the only way you could describe it. The competition is, you know, everybody's at the top of their game at this level, and that's why it's so hard to win these things. And to have the opportunity to go there and know you have a shot to win it, and I can't think of anybody more deserving than Grant Enfinger to win the championship. And if I'm fortunate enough to be a part of that, then that'd be great. All these guys on this 98 team, and, you know, Duke and Rhonda Thorson and all the guys back at the shop at Thor Sport, they've all worked really, really hard this year. We, We've had moments where we looked at each other like, what are we doing? And then we've had moments like today and at Richmond and Daytona where we look, wow, okay, we're on our game. So this whole new practice deal has sort of thrown us a curve. But we have been able to rely on our notes and what's worked for us. And, you know, we basically come here kind of like we were at Richmond, and we had a dominant truck at Richmond. And I don't know that we had a dominant truck tonight, but we had a truck capable of, when we did get track position, we were able to maintain it. So, and that's the name of the game here at Martinsville, is not always the best truck wins the race. I think probably the two truck was the best truck tonight, but you know, it's you beating and banging and cutting tires down and you're the last man standing. So that's basically how we are. But I guess to answer your question about the championship, that would be huge. That would be really big for us.
Thank you. And best of luck next Friday.
Yeah, thank you.
Alrighty. Well, it looks like that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you at Phoenix.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Alrighty. And to all of the media, that will conclude our post-race media availability for the NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoors Truck Series. As always, if you have any other questions, feel free to let us know, and we will have audio and video posted shortly. If not, we will see you guys for the NASCAR Xfinity Series race post-race tomorrow. Thank you guys. Have a good night.